Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's been a lot of backpedaling at BIO. That's the Global Biotechnology Conference being held in Boston this week. People in the industry have been extolling Massachusetts as a rich research center where government, nonprofits, and drug companies come together to develop new therapies. But as the convention wraps up today, WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports there's also a lot of hand-wringing over the industry's future.
When you think about the billions of dollars that drug companies can bring in, you wouldn't think they'd make a big deal out of shelling out less than $2 million on collaborative research efforts, but they did.
The companies represented on this stage, Abbott, Biogen iDEC.
At the Massachusetts exhibit space at the convention, state officials touted a new team of rivals. Seven biotech competitors are forming a consortium to share the costs of funding neuroscience research. Jim Hoyes is the president of EMD Serono in Rockland.
We're just looking for what's the best way to, on the fastest and safest and efficacious way, bring a product to market.
Now, if these companies had their way, they would bring a new Parkinson's disease drug to market all by themselves and keep all the profits to themselves the way they used to.
That model doesn't work very well anymore.
Tom Watkins should know. He's a drug company CEO. He also chairs the Biotechnology Industry Trade Group.
We are going to see more partnerships, not less. We can't think of this as, we can just do it differently. We're going to have to do it a lot differently.
Competing pharmaceutical companies are becoming bedfellows out of necessity. They're running out of the blockbuster drugs that make big money. The next generation of therapies is harder to develop. It's more expensive and can take longer. At the same time, the pressure is growing on pharmaceutical firms to lower their costs.
How do I get paid for taking on all of that expense and all of that risk?
Brian Atwood is a venture capitalist who funds biotech companies trying to come up with new drugs.
I have been thinking a lot about DOTW, which is diseases of the wealthy. I think that's kind of where this industry is going to start to evolve.
Other industry players say that fear about future revenues keeps them up at night, too. But many disagree that the only viable drugs will be expensive ones in developed nations. Chris Wiebacher is the CEO of Sanofi, the international drug giant that bought the Cambridge biotech firm Genzyme. Wiebacher says it's good the market outside the United States and Europe is growing.
And then as we start spreading the cost over a population of 7 billion people instead of a billion people, we may be able to find that we can gain returns on our investment in research and development on a different pricing structure.
Different, because Wiebacher says the business model is going to have to change. He says the current drug development cycle is just not financially sustainable.
So I think we're all under pressure to find new models in research and are being driven into each other's arms in a way, and it'll cause us all to move one step further outside of our comfort zone.
So that's why it is a big deal to see competing drug companies join together to share the same research, even though later on, if the research is promising, they may have to fight over who gets to bring it to market. The Massachusetts biotech cluster is poised to benefit from the coming trend of collaboration in drug development, but the Bay State could also become home to the frictions that arise when competing interests of pharmaceutical companies are tied together. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.